الحمد لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الرسول قد أطاع الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When we make our namaz, then there is one person who is imam and other people are muqtadi. The muqtadi are duty bound to do whatever imam does. If imam is in qiyam, they should be in qiyam. If he is in ruku, they should go in ruku. If imam is in sajda, they should go to sajda. If imam is making sajda sahab, they have to make sajda sahab. If they will follow imam, their namaz will be accepted. If they will not follow imam, their namaz will not be accepted. If you understand this example, then we should also know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the imam of our whole life. Our whole life is just like namaz, ibadat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our imam. So if we will do everything according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. If we will not follow sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject our amal.
Для нас пример нашего пророка саллаллаху алейхи ва саллям, он для нас является как имам для мухтади. И весь его жизненный пример для нас является также примером, мы должны повторять полностью все, что он делал, и наша жизнь таким образом становится как ибадат.
So whatever we do according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will become a worship. For example, we eat according to the sunnah, it is worship. We sleep according to the sunnah, it is worship. Even we spend time with our family according to sunnah, it is worship. Even we go to the bathroom according to the sunnah, it will be yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told in Quran Majeed, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. The person who followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way we will be able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a verse of Quran, فَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That the person who will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will be successful. He will get the success of this world or in the hereafter. So if you want to see your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how much you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can just measure how close you are in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely, it means you are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes you because you are doing everything according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not difficult. It is very easy. It is achievable. It is doable. We can do it. For example, there are few works in our everyday life that we do again and again. For example, we eat food many times in a day. Then we sleep every single day. Then we go to the washroom many times in the day. Then we change our clothes every single day. Then we spend our time with our children and family every day. Then we go to the office every day. So there are a few things which we do every day, again and again, again and again. So they are normally 12, 15 things. These are doing repeatedly every day. If we learn from the ulama that what is the way of doing those things according to sunnah, how to eat according to sunnah, drink according to sunnah, how to sleep according to sunnah, change clothes according to sunnah, how to go to the washroom. So if we learn these 12-15 things and we start doing them, it means 50% of our life action become according to sunnah. It's so easy. And rest of the actions we need to do after a while. Maybe we need to do few times in a month, or few times in a year, or few times in our life. So rest of the actions, they are not commonly made. So most of the actions which we do commonly, if we change them, so most of the life becomes according to the sunnah. It's so easy to act upon it. So every person, a male, a female, can follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best thing is that even if we go to the washroom according to sunnah, we will get ajr on that. So it is not that we are sitting on musalla, reciting Quran, it is worship. We are sitting on musalla, making our namaz, it is worship. Yes, that is also worship. But whatever we do according to the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is also worship. Even if we are eating, we are sleeping, we are talking to each other, whatever we are doing, that will also become ibadah. So it means that the whole life of the moment can become worship if he does everything according to the sunnah of Prophet. All the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they loved to do everything according to the way, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that the person who used to come from abroad or outside of the city, it was difficult for him to recognize who is Rasulullah. So that's why it has been mentioned that one person came and he said, Man minkum Muhammada. Who is the Prophet from you? It means the dress of all the people, the faces of all the people, the actions of all the people, they were so same that the new person could not recognize that who is the Prophet. And the proof is that when Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar Anhu accompanied Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Hijrah, so the people of Medina, they looked at both of them and they could not recognize who is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they started making musafaha with Abu Bakr Siddiq Radhiyallahu Anhu. It means that the resemblance in between the personalities was so much that people could not differentiate who is the Prophet and who is the Father. They followed Sunnah so completely. They were always looking the opportunities where they can do anything according to the Sunnah. So much so that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the very renowned Sahaba, he was going from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwarah, and in the way he was with other people, group of people. So he stopped his camel, came down and went to a tree and he sat down as he wants to urinate. But he did not. After 1 or 2 minutes, he stood up, he came back and he said, okay, let us go. So the friends asked him, what he did? If he never wanted to urinate, why you stopped? He said, that once I traveled on this journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw that my beloved Prophet, he came and he wanted to urinate, so he stopped. He went to the same tree, he urinated, came back, and we went. No, I did not have any need for urination, but I wanted to do what my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he did at this point. So I stopped, I did the same, and I am going back. So how much grace they had to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they had the habit to follow the sunnah, and they were not feeling ashamed that what we are doing, not at all. So when Sahaba, they conquered Iran, Sayyidina Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu, he was also there, and some of the Sahaba, they were eating food. And the rich people of Iran, they were also looking at them, how they are eating. So Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu, he was sitting on the dasturkhan, he took some food, but that food just fell down on the dasturkhan. Now he took it and again ate it. Now, according to the rich people of Iran, it was not good etiquette. They never liked it because they were rich people. So the person who was sitting beside Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu, he then hinted him. He told him, oh, you are doing this, but these people don't like it. And he replied, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَا أُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. Will I leave the sunnah of my beloved Prophet due to these foolish people? SubhanAllah. This was the level of their people. That due to the other people, they never left the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now there are two different phases of following the sunnah. Number one is all those sunnah that we act upon apparently. That our hair should be according to sunnah, beard should be according to sunnah, dress should be according to sunnah, even shoes should according to sunnah, we should walk according to sunnah, eat according to sunnah, sleep. So these are apparent sunnah, what other people see. It is very easy to follow them. It is very easy. You can read from the books, or you can ask from the ulama, and they will tell you. So when you know that this is sunnah, just do it. So it is very easy to follow all those sunnah which we do apparently. But there are other sunnah which belong to the inner self of the person. For example, we should have haya in our life. That is also the sunnah. We should not be angry to other people. Control our anger. It is also sunnah. We should be very soft with our Muslim brothers, family members. It is also sunnah. We should not be jealous to someone. Also sunnah. We should not boast. It is also sunnah. But it is difficult to act upon this type of sunnah. It's really difficult. Apparent sunnah is very easy. Just know it and do it. But real difficult job is to follow the sunnah which belongs to the batin of a person, inner self of the person. And that's why our mashayikh, they tell us to do muraqabah, zikr, because by doing zikr and muraqabah, our heart is changed, and then we get the sunnah which normally a person does not get it. So all this zikr and muraqabah is a way to follow the sunnah which belongs to the inner self of the person. We have seen that few things when they are manufactured, then there is stamp by the manufacturer. So when this thing goes in the market, and it has a stamp, it is accepted. And if someone wants to make the artificial thing like that, it does not have stamp. So that's why those people who control the markets, the excise and everything, the lawmaker, they have their supervisors. So the supervisor comes on the store and they watch everything. And if there is something without the stamp, so they just throw it away. They say, don't, it's not allowed, it's artificial. So just accept those things which are stamped, which are real, not artificial. Similarly, on the day of judgment, our life actions will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, okay, look at their actions. If any action is according to the sunnah, it has stamp of sunnah, accept it. And if the actions are against the sunnah, reject Allah. So on the day of judgment, only those actions will be accepted which will have the stamp of sunnah. All other actions will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this thing we should adopt in our life, that we should try to do everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shahid. That the person who will follow my sunnah at a time when people have abandoned it, left it, then this person will get the reward of 100 martyrs by following one sunnah, subhanAllah. All of us, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is our creator and He gives us sustenance and He is Lord of the universe. So we love Him. Every one of us who have recited kalima, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, there is a desire in our heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should love us. We should also become beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's strange. It's more joyful. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's also very good. But more good is Allah loves us. Subhanallah. We become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we have the wish that Allah loves us, how it can be, then the simple way is, then we will follow the sunnah right from the hairs of the head up to the toes of the feet. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will love us. There is a verse of Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. That if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow my sunnah, and in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So the person who follows sunnah, he becomes beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyone who will follow the sunnah and will resemble to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him. So there is a small story. One person, he said that when I was a small child, 5-6 years, I used to go to my school. In the way, there was a house of an old lady. So when she used to look at me, she used to kiss me, hug me, and take me to her house and give me fruit to eat and some ice cream and other things to eat. And then after some minutes, she should tell me, okay, now you can go. So I was surprised. When I come, she loves me and she gives me things to eat. So I was a child, I used to go and eat and then leave. So after many, many months, a thought came in my mind, why this old lady, she loves me? Because she is not my relative. Then why she loves me? So he said that one day I asked the question, that mom, why you love me so much, you give me so many things to eat, and you respect me, and you let me sit down, and then you so give so many things to eat, and give gift to me, what is the reason behind? So when I asked the question, tear came from her eyes. So I thought maybe I asked Not a good question from her. But then she replied that, "Oh my son, I had a son of your age, but he died. Your resemblance to my son is too much. So whenever you come in front of me, I remember my son. So because I remember my son, so I want you to sit down and give you fruit and give you food and so many things. And when you eat something and you are happy, I feel happy." And then you go. Subhanallah. If a mother, she looks at the face of a child who remembers, who resembles her son, she loves her. Similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at the face of some person who resembles the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. If a mother loves the child, then make an experience. Take the picture of the child, of the son, and tell his mom, "Put this picture in the fire." She will never. Tell the mom, "Oh, it is picture of your son. Put it in the fire." She will say, "No, I will not. Why? It's picture of my son. Why I should put it in the fire?" So if mother loves the son so much, she is not going to put the picture of the son in the fire, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loves his prophet so much that on the day of judgment, he will never put the picture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who followed Sunnah, into the fire of hell. Now last thing on this point, that every one of us wants that we should go to the paradise, and in paradise we should get the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the wish of every moment, every. We want to go to paradise, and we want a house in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as close as possible. Wish of every person. How we can get it? How we can achieve this goal? Think about it. How it is possible that we go to the paradise and we get a house very close to the house of beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me tell you. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani." The person who will love my sunnah, he will love me. "Waman ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah." And the person who will love me, he will be with me in the paradise. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Our Mashayikh have told us that the person who will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will easily cover the journey of the spiritual line. So if we want that we should get Zikr-e-Kalbi and we should get Latif-e-Ruh and Sir and Khafi and Akhfa and our whole body should make Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so easy way is follow the Sunnah and go on a fast speed on the path of Saluk. So every person who follows Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes very fast. Like a person who does not follow the Sunnah, maybe he is going in first gear. And the person who follows Sunnah, oh, fourth gear. He is not running on the road. Maybe he is flying, covering the distance like this. So follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go on the spiritual path at a high speed so that before our death we can get the proximity, we can get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can get the ma'arifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before our death. It will be possible if we follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Rabbani, Mujaddid Irfani rahmatullah alayhi, once he wanted something. So he told one of his students, "Go and bring this thing." So he brought four pieces. So Imam Rabbani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he looked at him, he said, you are a Sadiq. And you do not know that there is a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Witrun wa Yuhibbul Witr. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is one and He loves odd figures, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, like this. So He criticized him that because you are Salik and I told you to bring something, you should have brought odd number of pieces, either 5, either 3, so that you should have followed the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this matter. Look at this. What is the excellence of following the Sunnah? He brought it randomly. But Imam Rabbani said, no, no, no. In even minor things, you have to do everything according to the Sunnah. You have to do everything the way in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves. So this was the excellence of Ittaba'i Sunnah in the life of our Mashayikh. Our ulama Mashayikh Naqshband, they were the lover of Sunnah. Hazrat Khaja Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Alayh, in his beginning life, someone brought watermelon or a melon. Hazrat, eat this. Then he said, okay, tell me, what is the way to eat according to the Sunnah? Should we cut it in two pieces and then with hand we should take the stuff and eat? Or we should cut it in small, small pieces and then eat it? So what is the way? He said, I don't know. He said, no, until I will know what is the way of Sunnah, I will not eat it. So he refused to eat it until someone told them that Rasulullah ate melon in this way. Then he ate it. That Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he built Darul Deobandi, so the building was made, and then he got some plants of roses and told the person that plant these roses in the front yard. He said, okay. So every single day, he used to come in the morning, the plants are growing. He said, yes. Yeah. So he will. You used to come in the evening. Plants are okay? Yes. So every single day, he used to ask in the morning, in the evening. The plants are growing well? The plants are healthy? The plants are okay? So one day, this gardener who was looking after the garden, he asked, the plants will grow, but why you are so much concerned? He said that I have read in Hadith that the fragrance of the rose resembles the fragrance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So since I read it in Hadith, so now I want to plant these roses because that smell will come and I will able to smell it every day. This was the love of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hearts of our Mashayikh Subhan. So up till now we have discussed 3 points. Number one, we should try to keep wudu all the time so that we should get reward and we should be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one was that we should remember masnoon dua and try to recite these dua at different occasions. And number three, that we should try to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our apparent life or in our hidden life. Every work, everything, every action according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah